Y'all heard?
Hi, Marissa. I'm so glad that you
Hi.
answered your call.
Of course, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, how are you?
How am I? Oof, there's probably a lot to catch up on, but the one that is in my head most immediately is this last weekend. So basically, I was in Philly and just doing Christmassy stuff. And someone else I know was in Philly. They had met friends on Bumble. Did you know you could make friends on Bumble?
I did.
Yeah, so this person
I
meets.
haven't.
Yeah,
But
I tried once and it was bad. This person keeps making friends on Bumble. And I heard that it wasn't going well. So I was like, okay. And Aaron was a little drunk and he was like, let's go. Let's go see who she's meeting on Bumble. Because she was like a block away. And they told me where they were. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go there. That's a weird fucking place. And Aaron's like, no, I want to go. This sounds awesome. Anyway, long story short, we went. It was this horrible place. As we were approaching, I
Why
said,
was it horrible?
okay, so Aaron and me are opposites attract, as you know. This place is my personal, true, sincere hell. And this is Aaron's idea of a pre-Marissa great Saturday night.
Okay, so let me guess then. There's a lot of people there. I feel like it might be Latin flavored.
No.
Okay.
But I mean, that's a fair guess. I would hate it regardless what music was playing.
Is it Dave and Buster's?
No, so I assume you
Okay.
don't know this place. I actually like Dave & Buster's because of the video games, but
Yeah.
no, this is just, I don't know, I've never been to it before. I've known about it and I always avoid it because the people come out of it are terrible. On the way there were people screaming
Oh, well, I mean,
EAGLES.
you're in
So
Philadelphia, that's what you get.
yeah, it was a two-floor bro bar that was playing music that everyone was in their 20s.
That'd be great if that was the name of the place,
I mean,
too.
I might as well, it's called Tradesman. And it was hard to get in it. So you knew it was going to be fucking hard to get out of it. And the moment we get there, like everyone's screaming in my ear. And we meet my friend. And we meet her new friend who's dressed like Santa,
All right.
but with cleavage. And she meets Aaron and tells him he smells like grease.
Okay. So the Santa is a female.
He's just like a sexy Santa. Anyway, and I immediately I go to my friend. I'm like, we came to check on you. I want to kill myself. I'm gonna leave. And my friend's like, I understand. And Aaron's like, what? We're not staying here. We're not gonna get a drink. And Aaron's like, ooh, he's like dancing. He's like looking alive. And I just keep going, I want to die. I'm eating COVID. I'm eating COVID. Everyone's breathing into my mouth. It's not even just COVID. It's like everyone's so fucking loud. And this friend has her phone out at all times. And I can't tell if she's filming us or herself all of the time. Anyway, long story short, she kept demanding that Aaron dance with her. And we couldn't tell whether she wanted Aaron to dance next to her or actively with her, like in a sexy way. And Aaron's like, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, oh, go dance in there, please. I want to see how this plays out. Anyway, long story short, we left after a half hour. Aaron was so sad. We actually abandoned my friend. And she apparently stayed there till 2 a.m. and had work at a hospital at 5 a.m. I don't know what she did at the hospital. I hope she was a doctor. I don't know if she was a doctor. That was sarcastic. I'm almost done. Midway through that story, I realized that the more interesting story was that the Pittsburgh Steelers were at the hotel I stayed at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish you had reminded me because I was like, what story do I have?
Steelers.
I feel like you said three E's, but maybe you
Yeah, I think
didn't.
I might have.
Anyway, so I'll be quick since I already told this story, but we're in the lobby having coffee And, like, we noticed there's, like, a whole bunch of, like, tables with envelopes. And I'm like, oh, some stupid conference is going to be at our hotel. I hate when conferences – we go stay at the hotel all the time. Because that was, like, just annoying. And then, like, I had to go on the elevator, and someone was like, what floor? And I wasn't allowed to touch the elevator. And I was like, what's happening? Then, like, 1,000 people come in, and I'm like, oh, who's this fucking high school sports? What the fuck is in this hotel this week? And, like, we're just, like, annoyed because all these, like, dudes with backpacks come through. And then Aaron's like, why is everyone, like, making a big deal? And he's like, wait, are these Steelers? And I was like, I don't know. It's annoying. And he was like, no, no, this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the hotel just suddenly started filling up with people with Steelers jerseys or whatever you call them. And a little girl asked.
Whatever you call them.
I don't know. Are they jerseys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is every sport wear a jersey? I got confused if I called it the wrong thing. Anyway, a little girl asked for an autograph, and then her father got yelled at. Which, by the way, unless you just sign this as you can't ask for autographs, it's not illegal.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's annoying for people.
I think Aaron should have signed it.
I mean, anyway, long story short, the Steelers were just like milling through our lobby all weekend. And another time there were some fans in the lobby and someone came up to them in such a condescending manner being like, you should understand this is okay in some scenarios, but it's not okay in this scenario. And granted, I don't like fan culture and shit, but I'm just like, there wasn't an announcement made. Well, these people paid for this fucking hotel. Unless you told them ahead of time, like, they have every right to do that, you fucking fuck. I'm like, also, like, who fucking cares? Again, I'm sure plenty of people care, but I'm just like, I don't care about you Steelers. Get off my ass. You're not that impressive. So anyway, that was that. How are you? I'm sorry. I told too many stories.
So you know that I'm in New Jersey right now, right?
What?
My mom had her knee surgery. She's doing very well.
I'm glad.
But I'm in New Jersey, and one of my mom's friends came to visit, and she was talking about how at her office – look, I'm going to have a hard time saying this without laughing. Please know, Alicia, that I'm not talking to you, okay?
Okay.
So my mom's friend is talking about how she works with two people who are witches. And they have cauldrons on their desks.
Where does she work?
She works for a healthcare company processing.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm going to immediately, I was thinking of like elderly people, but I'm assuming they're younger.
I assume the same. Okay. Yeah.
Because at first I was thinking elderly and I was like, this is amazing. And then I was like, no, they're not elderly.
And so. Prior, like earlier in the day, my mom received a gift that she didn't really want, and it's just because she has too many. But they're sort of like lanterns that you would put on a table for a decoration,
mm-hmm.
And it says Jesus is the reason for the season.
Did she give that to your friend to
yes.
put?
Yes, and my friend was like, or my mom's friend was like, I'm going to put this on my desk at work.
Oh God!
And I thought. Wow, that's great, because there is a dichotomy that we don't really love to talk about between being Christian and being a witch, but we're going to move off of that because...
I just want to clarify, in case you're someone listening and you're not that familiar with like modern-day witches and you're thinking the cauldrons are gigantic, just know that there are like tiny cauldrons that are the size of like a candle.
She didn't say what size they were.
I'm assuming they're the size of a candle. Okay.
So, like I said, Marissa, I've been in New Jersey, and I don't know if you watch the news on a regular basis. Hopefully you don't, but do you know there are other things happening in New Jersey right now?
I don't watch the news, but part of my job involves me looking at an hour's worth of news headlines, and
I don't look at
the rest outside of that. But I know drones.
Yes, drones. They're everywhere, Marissa. I can't sleep at night because they are lighting up the sky.
I'm assuming you're being sarcastic, but...
They're peeking through my windows. When I went to walk to the mailbox, one cut me off.
I know you're joking, but have you seen the drones?
No, I haven't seen a drone. But the news seems to make it sound like there's drones just like poking you in the back while you're outside in the yard.
Yeah, I know.
So I first heard of this drone epidemic from my crackpot coworker, who stared at the sky one day with her brother wondering why an airplane was positioned over their house. And since she's not really like an aerial expert in any way, or much less an expert at our job, I didn't really give any credence to the, to the claim. There's not really like a magic rule for this, but some small planes can zip around at really fast speeds or slow speeds, and large planes also have a pretty good gap as to how fast they can go. So sometimes it can look like a plane is not moving when it really is.
Okay.
Anyway, she was convinced that these were drones, big drones, like airplane-sized drones over her house. And you can see why I would shrug this off as nonsense, because this is a person who told who supported January 6th, who supported a convoy of 18-wheelers rolling across the U.S. heartland toward Washington, D.C. to protest yeah. vaccine mandates in 2022.
I'm sorry, do airplane-sized drones even exist?
They do.
Really? Ooh, that's creepy. Anyway.
And she also tells me at least once a month to stock up on food and cash because something big is coming. just something big.
Cool. Is she, have we discussed, do we know if she, I mean, I know like the Q drops don't really happen anymore, but was she like a straight up QAnon?
I don't think she likes labels.
Did she ever say, quote, the storm is coming?
No, not out loud.
Okay. In her head, she does.
But imagine my surprise when it ended up on the news. And I'm talking like the liberal media. And I guess too, the conservative media.
Okay.
Is that the other side?
Yeah, I guess.
Have you seen the videos, Marissa?
No.
There are dots in the sky and they're shooting this way and that way in a blur. And it can't, of course, be the shaky hand of the amateur shooting the video on their phone, which is probably like an iPhone 12 that's making it look like there are sharp movements that a plane can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not aliens either. Like, we're coming up on 2025 and aliens are like, so 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Once they switched UFO to UAP, everyone just bowed out of the whole thing. They're like, whatever. The government acknowledges it. It's not fun anymore. So goodbye.
Yeah.
No, these are unmanned aerial drones that are watching your every move. Just ask the aerospace experts at the Morris County Prosecutor's Office in New Jersey. Oh, there aren't any. But still, okay. Those are the people who are making a huge deal out of these drones. The FAA prohibited drones flying over Trump National Golf Course from November 22nd to December 6th. It couldn't be because the property might be a target after the namesake won a divisive presidential campaign in the same month.
Yeah.
After all, you know that drones are only used for good. Like, I guess taking photos and videos? I don't really know what drones are for.
Drones are for...
I mean, there was a guy in Atlantic City who was indicted recently for dropping dye packs in pools in the summer of 2023, which caused thousands of dollars of damage to pools in his area.
To what end? What was the point of that?
You're going to have to ask him.
That's so specific. I love it. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I guess, too, there are countless bombings across the world that come from drones, too. Those are probably not good.
Hot take.
The FAA continued with a restriction over the Picatinny, which is fun to say, Arsenal Military Base, also in Morris County, New Jersey.
Okay.
On November 22nd, a medevac helicopter was prevented from picking up an injured car crash victim at the Raritan Valley Community College in Branchburg, New Jersey, because drones were spotted in the area.
What?
And that's what a school spokesperson later told USA Today.
Yep, but can't anyone like have a drone at any point? Like, can't
absolutely.
I have a drone?
Yes.
Like, fucking, like, you at least need to be more specific about what you care about.
And you can fly it wherever you want, Marissa.
Yeah, I don't. Actually, I think two Christmases in a row when we don't know what to get my brother, Aaron just goes, "Does he want a drone?" And I'm like, "No."
Then he's going to get on a list.
Who wants a drone? A lot of people. Not my brother.
Continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
My nephew uses drones to make some money on the side doing photos and videos for different businesses and stuff.
Well, who needs, I know like football has drones taking footage. What?
I think I might've just put my nephew's name out there. People are going to come for him now.
Well, you didn't say his name.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't. Okay. Yeah.
What kind of businesses need drone footage besides football games?
If you want to show like the grounds of a facility or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boring.
Morris County. Also, we're staying in Morris County, New Jersey. Michael Vinos, I hope you don't live in Morris County because I'm making these people sound like idiots. Morris County resident Jonelle Ferentinos said she sees 5 drones in one night in her neighborhood near the Boomtown Reservoir in Parsippany, New Jersey. And the next night, she sees 4 of them hovering and moving around in different directions. This is what she told the Morristown Daily Record. Ferentinos is, of course, a drone expert, and she is known across the country as being able to spot a drone from any distance. Especially
why the fuck is that a thing? That
especially at night. That last part's not entirely true. She's not a drone expert.
You know, if it was summer, she'd be thinking fireflies or drones.
Mm.
Like, you know.
I think that this particular woman works at a school for children with alternative learning styles. So, no, she's not a drone expert at all.
Yeah, no, okay.
Then Cory Booker got involved, but Cory Booker's not as cool as he used to be because he stopped dating Rosario Dawson. But he wrote a letter to the FBI, Homeland Security, and the FAA, which went largely ignored because, again, he's not as cool as he used to be.
Yeah.
In Maryland, a former governor said that he has seen, quote-unquote, dozens of drones over his house at night.
Okay.
But he just lost his governor position to a Democrat. So I can't imagine that he wants to be in the news or anything like that, which, you know, really tells you that this means something to him because he's stepping up and volunteering this information.
I'm sorry, multiple dozens? Like, bro, what?
Yeah. A talking head on Fox News, which unfortunately I am exposed to while I am here at my mom's house, said that a woman reported seeing 50 drones coming off of the East Coast from the ocean, but no one on the internet reported it, and no actual news source reported it. So that was just a talking head doing some fear mongering.
Well, you're this. Ooh, I did not know what this topic is going to be, and it's making me more upset than I was prepared for.
And then, of course, on December 13th, we finally heard a voice of reason. President-elect Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social, let the public know about the drones, and now, otherwise shoot them down.
Who the fuck is he talking to?
He was addressing the government. You know, the government. That one group that runs everything and makes all the decisions for everything. I think that's the Illuminati.
Yeah. Also, I'm sorry, bro. You're about to be the government, so can't wait to see what you do.
Anyway, listen, as time goes on, New York and Massachusetts, they also report some drones. Robert Duffy, age 42, and Jeremy Folick, age 32, have been arraigned in Boston recently on trespassing charges because they allegedly operated a drone, quote-unquote, dangerously close to Logan International Airport. The Boston Police Department said that additional charges could be added.
I mean, I think any and all drones should not even be allowed to be like miles near an airport. Like, that's a valid one.
Miles, you say?
Yes. What? What? Many miles.
No, I was also staring at a typo that I made here.
Oh, okay. I was like, is there another unit of measurement that is more appropriate that I didn't use?
Kilometers. So as 7 states reported drone activity, because the other 43 states are, I guess, too busy, because you know that there's drones in all of the states, okay? This isn't isolated to just the Northeast.
Yeah.
President-elect Donald Trump accused President Joe Biden and other U.S. government agencies and officials of knowing more about the drones and their origins than they are publicly stating.
Okay.
National Security spokesman John Kirby quickly pushed back on Trump's comments, telling the reporters during a call that the U.S. government was not withholding critical information from the public.
Also, Trump, you already won. Calm down, bro.
Right.
What's now, your point?
I know. He seems to be blaming everything bad on... And again, I'm at my mom's house, so my mom is like, well, why isn't Joe Biden doing anything about this? And I'm like, why the hell should he? He lost the election. I would just sit in the White House on my thumbs for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so it's all on Trump. He better be preparing to shoot them all down personally.
So as I said, I am currently in New Jersey, but I'm in an undisclosed location. I guess I disclosed it because I told you I'm at my mom's.
But we don't know where.
Exactly. But I am.
I do, but.
But I am near the Atlantic City Air National Guard base. And I only see real planes in the sky. I see a lot of real planes in the sky.
Okay.
But Marissa, what if this is all very simple? The drones are, of course, coming from Santa Claus.
Mm.
Like, duh.
Whoa, call back to a long time ago when you did some podcast about Santa that was really intense that I'm having flashbacks to.
So, I think the sad thing is that Donald Trump wants to shoot down Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is anti-Santa.
Well, I think Donald Trump wants to be everyone's Santa.
Oh, interesting take, Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
Very psychological.
Yep.
You should write a think piece on that.
I'll consider that.
But seriously, drones can be used for surveillance, right? And how else is Santa going to know if you're being naughty or nice? And quite frankly, I don't think that Santa needs a drone to know if the incoming president's behavior status is naughty or nice.
Oh, you're telling me.
Right. The North Pole Operations and Distribution Department, also known as NPOD, has been on the cutting edge of technology for years. Like the episode Marissa's talking about, I told you guys about how Santa uses quantum mechanics and different things like that to deliver gifts. But if you think about it with the whole quantum traveling thing, it's a strain on a human. And it's a strain on anybody, really. Not necessarily a human, because we also know that Santa's an alien. But
yeah,
as he's traversing space and time, it's kind of cool, right? Because he's jumping around and everything and going back and going forward, everything like that. But for him, time is still moving. So even if it does take him like a whole year to visit every single house on Earth, it takes him a whole year, but he can do it in one night because of all of the different things that I mentioned already.
Yeah, watch Donnie Darko if you need an explanation.
Thank you, Marissa. How have we referenced Donnie Darko twice in the last two episodes?
Oh, we did? I don't even remember that.
So, you know, how about one year he just tries to drive things remotely? I mean, if you could stay at home and do your job, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I do work from home, so I get it.
Yeah. New Jersey U.S. Representative Mikey Sherrill, a former U.S. Navy helicopter aircraft commander and who is seeking a Democratic nomination for New Jersey governor next year, called for the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, to lead the U.S. government's response. NORAD, you might recall, Marissa.
Sounds familiar.
Is a joint agency with Canada. They conduct aerospace warning, aerospace control, and maritime warning in defense of North America.
Okay.
She said that they should use something called Reaper drones that have electro-optical and infrared capabilities to track targets, as well as radar systems that can accurately detect drones from their site of launch. Now,
so use drones to fight drones? Did I understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Just like guns to fight guns and hate to fight hate.
Yep.
Marissa, you might also remember NORAD because every year they track Santa Claus across the world.
Oh, okay. That's why they sound familiar.
Right. Yeah. So I think that they can be trusted with this task of investigating the drones, but I think, like, will the answers that they find be what we're looking for? I mean, he sees you when you're sleeping, right? We all know that. We laugh about it. But do we really think about it?
I mean, speak for yourself if you laugh about it.
For a long time, this sort of surveillance has kind of been an effective means to determine whether you are naughty or nice.
Yeah.
And so what exactly is New Jersey going to do when, like, I guess my question is, what are they so worried about? Like, what's happening in New Jersey that everyone is worried about Santa watching them with drones?
Wait. You said, I understand they're worried, but you think they understand it's Santa already?
They're worried about being watched.
Yeah, because I think it's China. Everyone always thinks it's China.
But again, what are they doing?
I don't know. Everyone thinks they're so cool that China wants to see everything they do. Your fucking neighbor probably thinks China's watching through the window.
What sort of horrible things are the former Maryland governor and random citizens doing that they want to be covered under an iron veil of privacy?
Also, like...
killing cats. I think they're all killing cats.
But also, don't we all know that, like, we're all being spied on all of the time? We just like to forget it's happening. We just don't want, like, physical proof it's happening because, like, everything else about our lives, our fucking phones and everything... like, we're being tracked all the time. Just this is too in your face, I guess.
Privacy is an illusion.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say this for sure, but I can put this out there for Santa or the elves that listen to the podcast. Please don't hold this against the rest of us, especially in New Jersey. Like, if people reported drones, which disappeared without detection, possibly due to North Pole magic, then maybe... they shouldn't get gifts from Santa Claus, but the rest of us who go about our lives pretending not to see NPOD surveillance, which is, of course, coordinated with the elves on shelves. Mm-hmm. Like, for us, we're being good. It's like a police officer on the highway, right? Like, they're on the side of the road to catch people who are speeding, but they also serve to remind you to obey the speed limit for the safety of yourself and others. The drones are just reminding you to be on your best behavior if you want, of course, that special gift that, you know, is secret to you and in your heart. And I know that I'm not the first person with this hypothesis, just in case anybody out there is like, Pete, somebody else already did this. We're on a schedule, and I didn't consult with Sky News contributor Joe Hildebrand, Late Show host Stephen Colbert, or The Daily Show, okay? I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I usually at least watch The Daily Show, but I'm a bit behind.
I only found out that they did this after I wrote the whole thing, and we needed to put a podcast out.
You texted me, this bit was done on The Daily Show. I had no idea what the fuck that meant, and I was just like, whatever. Sure.
So I could be a writer on The Daily Show.
Yep. I mean, none of us doubted that to begin with. But... wow, I can't wait. What the hell are you going to name this episode?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I didn't know. I forgot this was a Christmas episode until you pivoted. And I was like, what an interesting topic.
Yeah, and I would have put it off, but I wanted to make sure it got out for Christmas.
No, that's nice. That's good of you.
Because we love our listeners, and I'm a little tied up right now.
Yeah, we understand, and we support you, Pete.
And we're going to be tied up a little bit longer because Marissa is – what happens at this time of year, we don't take off for Christmas. We take off for New Year's and Marissa's birthday.
But we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
And I'll also make some sort of content in between.
Plugs.
I am going to plug one thing, and that is if you – oh, it's on Showtime? I don't have Showtime. Am I going to have to get Showtime again? This is why I bought Showtime. Oh,
Matt Rogers. Yeah,
part of me always goes, why the fuck did I have Showtime before? But it was for two reasons. For some weird Courtney Cox show that sadly got canceled.
And really? I didn't know it got canceled. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sad because, I'm sorry, this is just me telling Pete personally, but at the end of the last season, you find out that Courtney Cox's husband is actually Satan. And I'm like, whoa, where is this going? And now I don't know where it's going, and I'm really sad.
Terrible.
Anyway, guys, my one plug, which if you have Showtime, which I feel like no one does.
No.
I'm going to plug the fantastic Christmas special, Have You Heard of Christmas, by Matt Rogers. This is not for children. This is an adult musical Christmas special. It's hilarious. If you don't have Showtime, you can hear all the tracks on Spotify. You could probably hear them somewhere else, but I don't know. But Have You Heard of Christmas? It's my favorite. Oh, It's my favorite Christmas tunes. My husband hates it so much. I wasn't so happy, you know. Although he doesn't hate it, he goes, "This is funny." And I go, "You know what?
This is why we got a record player."
Yeah, basically I had to get a record player just to listen to this album. Have you heard of Christmas? That is my plug. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I hope you have a lovely holiday. And
I hope you all get drones for Christmas.
Yeah. Call us at 570-POD11 for anything you want.
You can also email us at yallheardpod@gmail.com.
Also, I'm sorry. I'm not getting you guys end of the year gifts because I sent you all zines. You only get one mail a year. And that was in Halloween.
And I don't know if you can figure it out, but if you can figure it out, you can gift someone a subscription to our Patreon if you'd like.
Oh.
Those last minute gifts.
In addition to calling us, they can email us at...
Oh, I already did it, but yallheardpod@gmail.com. Yeah, and if I said the same thing twice, congratulate me, guys.
As always, you can slide into my DMs at RizVandal if you would like to at any point. Also, my birthday's coming up January 7th, and you can wish me a happy birthday. I'm going to be 38, which is a little bit gross, but not too gross.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy all the New holidays.
Year. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.